This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Values, money and me.
It's always great when you get money you didn't expect. You might have found a coin on the pavement. Did you keep it? Dale and Kyle are playing outside and are about to find more than a coin. Let's see what they're up to. Bert and Ada live next door to the boys. They're quite old, but they always say hello.
Hey, stop, Dale. Look, there's some money in that flower bed, there in Bert's front garden.
There certainly was some money. A large number of £20 notes clipped together. The boys hurriedly picked it up and ran back inside the house to count it.
60, 80. There's over £100 here. We're rich.
Kyle, that money belongs to someone else. It's not ours.
Not anymore. Finders keepers, losers weepers. That's what I say.
What do you think the boys should do with the money? Should they keep it? Try to find out whose it is, tell someone about it, or keep it secret. Maybe they should hand it in to a bank or the police. Let's see what happens.
Well, whoever's it is, they're long gone. They won't know if we keep it, will they? They must be really rich if they can drop a wad of money without noticing.
I don't think we should keep the money. What if it belongs to Bert and Ada? They don't have much money to make ends meet. Bert might have dropped it.
Do you think it matters if the person was rich or poor? If you take money which belongs to someone else, that's stealing. Can stealing ever be okay?
Even if it's not Bert's, we need to see if anyone has lost it. It doesn't belong to us, does it?
All right, let's ask them.
The boys ask Bert and Ada if the money was theirs. They were very impressed at the boys' honesty. They said that it was kind of them to check, but that their pension money was safely in the bank and they hadn't lost any money. Bert said that even though the money was found in their garden, that didn't mean they could claim it either. That would be theft, and he was too old to start being a master criminal.
So, I guess that means we get to keep it? 50-50, right?
It still belongs to someone, Kyle.
Well, why not give it to charity then?
But surely it's up to the person whose money it is if it goes to charity. They might have bills to pay. I think we need to ask someone to tell us what to do.
When you're faced with lots of choices, especially about something important like money, it's a really great idea to get advice. The boys ask Mum what's the best thing to do and if there's any hope of keeping the money. What do you think she says?
If you find money and you don't know who it belongs to and you keep it, then you're stealing. Theft is a real crime.
Whoa, I thought it wouldn't be a big deal.
Bert was right. Even if you find the money on your own property, you can't just take it.
That's right. Even if the money's been hidden somewhere you live and not just lost in your garden or somewhere in your house, maybe in an old tin in the attic, it's still not yours. The best thing to do is hand it in to the police, especially if it's a large amount like this.
Hang on. What about pirate treasure? What if I dug up a load of Roman coins in the garden from thousands of years ago? Surely that stash would be mine.
That's an interesting one. Hidden money is called treasure trove. It still must be handed in to the police. If the owner can't be found in a few months, then the finder may be allowed to keep it. But if the find is very old or historically important, the government may decide it's more important for a museum to look after it.
Well, our stash definitely isn't Roman. So what shall we do?
I guess we go to the police. I've always wanted to look inside a real police station.
Yeah, not as someone who's been caught for stealing.
Have a think about how you would feel if you found money on the pavement. What choices might you have? What would you do? If you want to practice making choices, why not go online and try out our Consequence Challenge?
Values, Money and Me, with support from Experian. Find out more at funkidslive.com/choices.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.